60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. But before we do that, you know, as you start your morning routine every day, I want to give all of our listeners some helpful advice. Because once you head out the door and move into the real world, chances are at some point during the day, you might run into a real life human female. Scientists refer to them as women.
Yeah, the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Made up of, I don't know, half of us. I don't know why you're talking about
they are
women. Like
beautiful
they're...
creatures, yeah. So majestic,
we're
so
not
pure,
exotic. We're, yeah. It's but really common to see us.
You don't want to make them angry. Trust me.
I've heard, man.
And one surefire way to do that is by using a word to describe them that they don't like. Oh. A new survey came out today that asked 1,000 women what words they hate being described with.
Okay, so this is going to be a nice list of sexist things you shouldn't say to women is what it sounds like to me.
Right,
wow, it's so weird that you shouldn't say those things. It would make us angry, huh?
I think it's important to let everybody know what they are so you don't accidentally use one of these words when talking to a female woman out there today.
Okay.
Female woman.
I appreciate it. I don't know other types of women, but okay.
Number 5, diva. Oh. Apparently, women don't like being called diva. Is that true?
I don't know. I've never been called a diva.
I think girls like to call themselves divas, but not
but they don't want to
people.
Be called. Because that means you're being dramatic
of
or something
course.
Like that.
No,
but if you call yourself a diva, that's empowering.
Like you're high maintenance or something.
High maintenance, okay.
Yeah.
Number 4, hysterical.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think they mean like you're hysterical and you're funny. It's like,
oh
you're
bad.
Being hysterical.
Okay, now I
Stop.
Get it.
Jose's like, that's a great compliment.
I love it.
I know.
Yeah.
Number 3, high maintenance.
Okay,
yeah.
I think Phyllis falls under the same diva line.
Yeah.
I need to shower more often to ever be labeled those things.
Okay,
so
number 2, drama queen.
Oh, yeah, that
Not
one's
a big
bad.
Fan of drama
yeah,
queen.
Yeah.
And number 1, hormonal.
How? Wait a
so
minute.
Don't drop that.
Don't.
How did Bossy not make this list?
I don't know.
To Miss Bossy yeah,
maybe
say
it
that.
Was underneath the top 5. But
just because a woman knows what she wants does not
Brooke
mean
Brooke clearly
she's
is
bossy,
not focusing
right?
on the number 1 word. Probably because she's being hormonal.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? And the real drama queen on our show, Jose, is drawing a name from the hat because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Jubal Flag.
All right. I've got the shock collar, and I'm putting that on. Jeffrey, while I do that, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
There's a popular product that's been made in the U.S. for over a century, and for almost 60 years, from the 1950s all the way to 2009, its popularity grew and profits flourished. But suddenly, between 2009 and 2014, sales dropped over 15% because Americans were becoming concerned about the health risks and wanted a product that was more natural. And the sales numbers still have not recovered since then. What product is it?
Whoa.
Health risks. Okay, so the first thing I think of is a microwave oven.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that won't use microwaves anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. That's actually a really good
I mean, when
question.
I, you know, I'm pregnant and when I stand in the break room, people are like, don't stand.
Get away
in
from
the
microwave.
Away.
Everyone block her.
I'm like, I don't. The first one turned out okay. I don't know.
Read it one more time, Jeff.
There's a popular product that's been made in the U.S. for over a century, for almost 60 years, from the 1950s all the way to 2009. Its popularity grew and profits flourished, but suddenly, between 2009 and 2014, sales dropped over 15%, because that's what the time that Americans were becoming obsessed with more natural products and became concerned about the health risks, and sales numbers still have not recovered. What product is it?
Natural products.
So it's a
What if it's, it could be a food, it doesn't
right?
necessarily have to be, what about like a Twinkie with a ton of preservatives in it and people aren't buying those for their kids anymore?
Yeah. Or maybe it's not a food, he's saying product.
I don't think it's a food, yeah, I feel like it's something that you use.
Like a lotion?
In your house.
I'm trying to think of, wow.
What else you got? What else is dangerous for you that you like to live on the edge and use?
This is kind of dumb, but I think I'm onto something. Think about like chapstick. Like, I use all natural Burt's Bees chapstick now. For some reason, I feel like I'm healthier because
Did you just sign an endorsement deal with them?
No, I did not.
How can I work that into the conversation? I use all natural Burt's Bees chapstick.
Tingling sensation. That'll get you going.
I think I like microwave.
I'll go with microwave because I feel like I know a lot of people that won't use them anymore. So I'll go with microwave, Jeff.
For almost 60 years, one popular product in America saw steady growth in profits, but between 2009 and 2014, sales of this item dropped over 15% and have not recovered, all because Americans started becoming obsessed with consuming more natural food products. So for the last several years, mint sales have risen 20%, and Americans are buying less chewing gum.
Oh, God!
I should have known that.
Because they don't understand any of the ingredients.
I should have known that.
I was getting there.
Why should you have known that? Why are you so in tune with gum being bad for you?
My girlfriend keeps asking me to stop chewing gum and buys me mints all the time instead.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Because she thinks it's going to like give you cancer or something?
Yeah, she says it's bad for me. So she always gives me mints instead of gum. And I think she's crazy. And I'm like, that's stupid, whatever. But apparently not.
I had no idea that anyone thought gum was bad for you. I've been chewing that like a mother.
All right, the shot caller is on, and producer Boyd handed me the lyrics to Let Me Love You by Mario.
Ooh,
that's old school. I love that song.
All right, great.
I'll sing that before I get shocked. Here we go. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show out!
What happened on the lead up to that shock?
That hurt.
It was like the pre-shock scream.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.